Communication between healthcare providers and their patients can be both healing and have chilling effects. And these days, with all the added time pressures built into those interactions and the introduction of more and more technology impacting on that relationship, strong communication skills on the part of healthcare providers is more important than ever. With us this morning with his perspective on this is Dr. Stephen Knoll. He's Associate Professor, Vice Chair for Education, and the Residency Program Director in the Department of Medicine at Upstate Medical University. Welcome, Dr. Knoll. Thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
So what is your perspective on this patient-provider communication?
Well, my perspective is that we have a serious problem in healthcare when it comes to physician-patient communication, but perhaps clarify, I'm not sure it's just the physician. I think this is all healthcare providers with the patient. And I think as we move forward today, you'll see that there are some facts that highlight that there really is a serious concern.
What kind of facts?
Well, if you look at some recent literature, there was a study that just came out in 2012 that highlighted that physicians have a disconnect between the patients when it comes to trust issues. Patients would normally expect that physicians would tell them honest information about their illnesses, and the study bears out that close to a third of physicians feel that telling the truth may not be appropriate. And
is that because of malpractice concerns, or is it an issue of kind of a paternalistic approach? That sounds almost like old school, like that the doctors saw themselves as having, you know, the purview of all that information and not really needing to tell the patient.
I'm not sure that we can answer absolutely as to why, but I would say that both points that you've raised are most likely the paternalistic nature of the physicians, especially old school. I would say that there are the legal ramifications and the fear that physicians have probably plays a role as well.
So patients are not informed. Is that the problem? They don't really know what's going on in terms of their overall circumstances or what the plan is. Is that what you're suggesting?
I think it's a variety of things. I think physicians may not provide honest communication with their patients. They may, in fact, feel like they're providing honest communication with their patients, but the patients aren't understanding what's being told to them. They may provide incomplete information. So I think there's a variety of issues there.
I came across some very interesting stats as I was preparing to talk to you today. Something like 15% of healthcare providers are not liked by their patients.
That's right.
Things like it's only 18 seconds to the time of the first interruption of a provider, interrupting a patient by a provider
so that
they may be listening for no more than 18 seconds, which clearly interferes with communication.
Absolutely.
And that 25% feel that they're being given very impersonal diagnoses when diagnoses are offered.
That one was perhaps the most striking. That particular study that you're referencing was in terms of providing a cancer diagnosis. And patients were receiving their cancer diagnosis not in person, but either by mail or a phone call with a message left, perhaps even email. And that was startling.
So what can you do about this? Obviously, I know you're engaged in something right here at Upstate that is attempting to rectify this.
Yeah, I think that we have to, as leaders in healthcare, have to recognize that we do have a serious issue. And I believe I've recognized that. So I am attempting to remedy that situation with a program that I started about 4 or 5 years ago now called the Learning to Talk, TALK, for Treating All Like Kin.
Treating All Like Kin, like family.
Exactly.
Wow. And what? Tell me about the program.
So it's a program in which I've come up with a variety of very realistic cases. They have happened. And the cases are very short and allow my house staff, doctors in training, so to speak, deal with these particular scenarios using standardized patients, perhaps even other types of actors. They don't necessarily have to be patients. They could perhaps even be students. And they are challenging scenarios that we face on a day-to-day basis and allow the house officer to practice these skills. We have leaders in our department that are watching in another room. And then after the encounter is ended, the standardized actor provides immediate feedback on how they felt during the encounter. It's not about diagnostic accuracy. It's just about, how did you make me feel?
That's really interesting. So you're really engaged in a training.
Exactly.
For that kind of sensitivity.
That's right.
And for maybe techniques, for example, perhaps not interrupting after 18 seconds.
That's exactly
but
right.
But good listening skills.
That's exactly right.
And is that happening across the health-related professions, or at this point is it primarily taking place within the medical residents?
Well, speaking for Upstate, it's happening predominantly within our own Department of Medicine, and it's something that I think would be apropos for all trainees, but I would also say even for faculty. We as faculty learned from being a student and then being a house officer, and we didn't get this type of training. And it's why we see such glaring statistics that you've provided. Nationally, I think there are pockets where we're seeing this, but certainly it's not happening substantially.
I have two children in medicine, and they both went through programs in their medical school training similar to the one you're describing.
Wonderful.
So I think there is a movement afoot today to attempt this next generation of doctors to be more sensitive, more able to communicate with patients in a humane and more open way. But what do you see? What are the main challenges to this? I don't want to run out of time, but do you think that the issue, for example, of electronic medical records plays a role here, or the time pressure, the financial pressures of having to see a certain number of patients in a given amount of time?
I would certainly say the latter is, that one has been demonstrated. Physicians do note that as a major barrier. The amount of patients, how their pay is determined is right now determined on volume. And when you ask physicians, they're pretty clear that if they could spend more time, perhaps the communication would be better. I'd like to believe that that's the case. I still think that there are quality issues that need to be addressed. The issue about electronic medical records, I think, is a very interesting question. And my suspicion is it's going to play a substantial role in why communication remains poor. But there isn't much out there yet to support that opinion.
It strikes me, if somebody is very preoccupied with getting all of the numbers in and looking at a screen, they can't make that eye contact.
Well, that's obviously
it's the wave of the future, and it's going to have to be addressed in some way. Very, very briefly,
yes.
Do you think HIPAA, all the laws around HIPAA, have impacted in any way on the way the doctor can communicate?
Perhaps not. I wouldn't say with the patient, but perhaps with family.
Yeah. So there are a lot of issues here, but I am so uplifted by the fact that you are addressing that right here at Upstate, and I think that's has to make a difference going forward.
I certainly hope
so. We hope we have a much more sensitive and humane new crop of doctors coming forward. Well, thank you so much. My guest has been Dr. Stephen Noel. He's the associate professor, and he is the vice chair for education and the residency program director in the Department of Medicine at Upstate Medical University. Sounds like a great program, and I hope it continues. I hope it continues and maybe spreads to some of the other health-related schools as well.
That would be wonderful.
Please stay right there. We'll be right back with more HealthLink on Air right after these short messages.